You know what's funny about when you got a long-term girlfriend? Sometimes you come quick and you don't care. Are you there? Are you there when you come quick? You go, well, I guess I just
had one of those recently. It was relatively quick.
Are we talking about 14 pumps, 15 pumps?
It wasn't quick, but it was like maybe 3 minutes.
That's pretty quick.
It's like, it was two positions. And then I was like, wait, am I about to? Oh, wait, no.
That's the worst.
It's like, you feel the control, and then it's like, you just slip, and then it's like.
It's over, dude.
It's kind of like a game of Jenga. It's like, you're good, you're pulling them out. And then sometimes you just pull one that, like, you know you shouldn't have.
Yeah.
And you went a little too fast, and uh-huh. you pull it, and you see it wobbling, and you're like, there's no going back.
It's already wobbling. You and can't. Then,
the funniest part is when you try to get in those extra three pumps, can't. Like, that's going to matter.
Mm-mm.
Like, she's going to be like, well, thank God you dicked me down for an extra 4 seconds.
Well, in those moments, I came. No, you didn't.
Well, that's what's always funny about condoms is you can nut in it and get an extra, like, three pumps out of it.
Oh, dude, I think you get extra, like, if you keep going, you get extra, like, minute.
It just gets sad. Maybe she doesn't feel it once it, like, softens up a little bit, but deep down in yourself, you're like, I'm so soft right
now. I'm giving you about 61 to 62%.
It looks like just silly putty just coming out and going back in. Was that the shit that was pink that came in the egg?
Yeah.
Silly putty?
Silly putty. Uh-huh. Silly putty. I used to eat that shit.
I used to eat chapstick.
Really? How much?
The whole stink.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm talking about? My sister used to always have, like, the flavored chapstick and be like lemonade or like chocolate. And I would just open it up and just bite them to the point where my mom had to yell at me one day. She's like, stop eating your sister's chapstick. Like, that's not food. And I was like,
then why does it smell like food? I want to stop making
it's Skittles flavor. You telling me that's not Skittles?
Chapstick is making eggs and bacon?
I don't believe it.
Fuck. Dude. My little niece and nephew just got a food truck. You know, like,
what?
That's where we're at right now with kids' toys. They got a whole food truck.
What do you mean?
Like a kid size food truck where they can, like, pretend they're making.
They can get in the bitch?
Oh yeah, it's not. They can't drive it, but it's like, you know, it's maybe like 3 feet high.
We finna put them to work.
Oh yeah, dude. Sometimes I go and say, I want my food, please, and they make it for me. It's the cutest thing in the world.
Do you eat it?
I mean, it's not real food, bro. Play-Doh
and Kraft singles?
No, it's just plastic.
Oh.
Everything's plastic.
I thought it was like Easy Bake Oven type shit.
No. Everything's plastic, but it's just so funny. Like, that's how, like, integrated the food trucks are in the culture now that they're making it for kids.
I want to try Easy Bake Oven food. I'm curious.
Is Easy Bake Oven just like, does it actually work?
Yeah. It takes forever because it's like just hot light bulbs. But it's like, it's literally like foolproof. It's like water and a mixture and you make like brownies and they cook it with like a light bulb. Probably gives you cancer, to be honest.
Not probably. I mean, you're cooking it with an LED light.
If you have coronavirus and you just put yourself under that lamp, you're good.
You're good.
Easy Bake Oven, Easy Bake, good.
What? So, okay. So Easy Bake, is it like a toaster or is it just
essentially, like essentially, yeah. It's like a plastic toaster that's white and pink.
I can't believe they give that to little kids. An Easy Bake Oven? Like, just like, that seems so fucking dangerous. Just give it to a goddamn 4-year-old to be like, hey, make some corn muffins.
Easy Bake.
Yo, have you ever had corn muffins with a side of vanilla ice cream?
No.
God.
Sounds fantastic.
Damn.
Yeah, so this shit literally looks like it, like, it's tiny. Oh yeah, they got these little prong things.
Let me see.
So there's like an old school one. This is like the new school one. It's literally like, it's just, you like put it in one side and then it comes out the other side. It's like how they toast shit at like Quiznos or like Subway. They put the bread in and it comes out.
Yeah, yeah. Did Quiznos stop?
I don't know.
I haven't seen a Quiznos.
I think Quiznos is a drug front and they just dipped. I think they made their money and dipped to Cuba.
You ever walk in a place, you go, this is a front?
Yes, all the time. Any place that's cash only?
Front.
Yeah.
Walking to a place in New York that just said, that literally had cartoon, it just said pizza. No.
Well, it's also funny that you just see something random. It's like Tom's Burgers, number 5. And you're like, what? I don't think there's one through four.
Where's four? It's not exist.
4 is code for the inmates. All right. But there's so many places where you walk in and you're just like, you mean this pastry right here that expired in 2018? You're supposed to believe that this is a real store?
Yeah, what is this for?
Yeah, all that restock is a Gatorade and Arizona iced teas, and you're like, that's fine.
And they're all warm, and they're like old flavors.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, dude, every liquor store that I've ever been to in my life has a tax and CV charge. There used to be a liquor store that I used to live by in Santa Monica, and the dude, if you didn't call him out, he would like charge you like an extra $4. Like, if you weren't like, yo, in Arizona is a dollar, and the ice cream was $7. I don't know how that came out to like $14. And he'd be like, tax and CV. Like, he would just like say some shit.
What the fuck is CV?
I don't know.
Oh, credit card tax, whatever. That credit card tax is fucking garbage.
So stupid.
It's like, crazy. The credit card company charges y'all or charges the business to use a credit card. What type of fucking shit is that?
It's genius. But then I feel like the liquor stores take that code and then double it. It's like some places it's like, oh, it's an extra $2. You want to use a card here?
No.
Okay, can I use cash? Oh, we're cashless.
Arco does that shit. You want to use debit card? 35 cents. Man, fuck you.
Yeah.
35 cents every single time someone uses a debit card?
Think about how many fill-ups they have a day.
That's what I'm saying. They make $70 billion.
Yeah.
All fucking debit card charges. Stupid sluts.
Yeah, it's...
Are hookers taking Square money?
Probably.
That's crazy.
Venmo, Cash App.
Venmo, Cash App, all of it. Just, can you imagine just getting head and you're like, what's your Venmo?
I heard this girl was like giving a guy a lap dance and she was like, oh, let me put my number in your phone, pulled up Venmo.
Yes.
Venmo'd herself. Yes. Moolah.
Yes.
And it's like, if one of those apps, it might be like Zelle or some shit. Once you send it, you can't get it back.
Yeah. Good for her.
Genius.
I love it.
Finesse.
I mean, listen.
And that dude was like, wow, that's a long ass fucking phone number. Did you forget your phone number?
Your phone number
She's calling her bank? What? I'm going to transfer $40,000 right now.
Your phone number is $70,000?
Why do you have to call the IRS for your phone number? Is that Verizon? But like at that point, first of all, you're probably a very ugly man. You bragged about your wealth or something. Like there's no, like, I don't think she would do it to a random guy. She'd have to be like, this guy's an idiot.
Yes. We passed out. Dude, that was a whole, remember that Jennifer Lopez movie called like Hustlers or whatever? They were all like strippers. Like that was like half the movie. All right. You only see Marley and me. Okay. Gabriel, do you know what I'm talking about? Hustlers?
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I know what you're talking
about. Hustle and
Flow? But I also think a similar thing did happen in Marley and Me, right?
Yeah, yeah. It was the dog. The dog was giving someone a lap dance and the dog Venmo'd Cash App somebody.
Right.
Let me ask you this. If your dick had a Cash App, what would you name the Cash App account? It has to be a $ first, whatever.
Oh.
I already know it.
Really?
I already know it. For you?
What? What would it be?
So instead of blow a load, it'd be blow. Blow a load.
Blow a load. That's great. $ blow a load. Here's a question for you real quick before we get into some sock talk. I got a quick question for you, sir. We briefly talked about this before, but I really like you to tell the people and a more intricate answer because I don't think I got a full answer from you. Do you think you could date a girl that OnlyFans?
Yeah.
If you met her, she had an OnlyFans. Not like y'all were in love and she's like, oh, fuck, I need to pay for Domino's OnlyFans.
I mean.
And she was dope. You loved her. She was great.
Yeah.
But like, that's how she made her money.
Realistically, OnlyFans. Yeah.
Showing her cooter to everyone on the block.
Yeah.
You walk in a Rite Aid and they go, hey, yo, I seen your cooch.
Yeah.
Point at you.
I mean, honestly. Somebody like Mia Khalifa has, like, she did porn for a couple years, and she dipped, and now she's just, like, if you can transform it into something, if that's your long game goal,
yeah,
then maybe, then it's weird. But if you're just doing it kind of right now, like you're in the peak of your life, you're in your 20s, you're banging hot, you're racking up money, it's like, if you get out of it eventually, like, that was a phase, it was an era, you know, one day kids are probably going to see that and be like, yo, mom, what the fuck?
Jerking off to it. God damn. Mom! What is this? I like it.
Dad, whose porn is... Oh, no! Rupert! realistically, if it was like a phase type thing, I think there's a... The biggest thing would be success in it or not. If it was not working and she was doing sales day two, half off. I'll pay you.
That's the funniest thing in the whole world.
Then,
if you do an OnlyFans...
Bro, that's...
And you got to buy one, get one free.
That's the funny thing is, like, people out there are, like, trying to get their shit out there. So they'll be like, hey, yo, swipe up $3 today only. It's like, value yourself more.
Yeah, you want to see these tips? Liquidation sale. Already? This is 3 days.
What holiday is on a Wednesday? It ain't even Labor Day. So funny, they'll be throwing it out for anything. They're like, it's Flag Day. Who trying to see my vagina? Realistically, yeah, I think I could. She's not banging any other dudes on there.
She's just sitting on cucumbers and you'd be cool with that?
Just bro, why those fucking girls make racks.
I'm not saying she don't make racks. I'm saying she's sitting on a watermelon and fucking Brad in Vermont is fucking fisting himself to it. And you'd be cool with that walking down the fucking street with her?
I think so, yeah.
I think me too.
Oh, goddamn, goddamn. Stiff Sox listeners, this is your beloved Trevor Wallace here. If you want to hear the rest of this insane episode, and I mean it when I say that,
you got to sign up for the Patreon exclusive, only $5 a month at patreon.com/stiffsoxpod. That is patreon.com/stiffsoxpod. Go get it.
Goddamn.
Goddamn.